What the hey! Hello and welcome to Masterpiece Audio Theater. I am your host, Jay Langjans. How's everybody doing? Special shout out to Joe. How you doing?
You don't like Kermit the Frog, eh? I understand. He's not exactly like Kermit. He doesn't really sound like Kermit, but he's my interpretation of Kermit the Frog.
Anyway, love the puppet. It's awesome. I wish I had one. I wish I had a puppet. That would be very cool. I think I would entertain my kids quite a bit with a puppet. Anyway, moving on. How's everyone today? Sorry I didn't record yesterday. It was my 10th wedding anniversary, and my wife took me out to Banff, which is out in the mountains here in Alberta, and we went to a restaurant, a fondue restaurant, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty pretty nifty. Used to be a pickup bar. So anyway, this restaurant is kind of got this weird thing going on. I'm not sure what the exact history is of the phones at the table, but every table has a phone, and you press the one on the phone and then the table number, and you can call amongst tables, and you can call from the bathrooms, and you can call from the kitchens and all that kind of stuff. And it was so that you could, you know, let somebody know at a certain table if you liked them or you wanted to maybe have a relationship of some sort. Anyway, that was the old motif of this place. But it's a fondue restaurant, like I said, and you get cheese fondue as your appetizer, and then your main course is oil or hot stone fondue, your choice of protein, and then your dessert is Toblerone chocolate fondue. So it's quite the drive to get out there, about an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes to get out there. But well worth the drive, beautiful all the way out there. Dark, give you granted, but you know, you're in the mountains, so that's not too bad. Anyway, I had an awesome meal. I had ostrich, and I had alligator, and I had shark. Well, I don't think it was really shark. They called it shark, but I don't know. I've had something very, very similar to it when I was in the Caribbean, and it wasn't shark. But it has the same texture, same taste, and everything. What else was there? There was kangaroo. They usually have rattlesnake, but they were out of rattlesnake. So there was kangaroo, which was awesome. Very tender. More tender than beef. Lovely flavor. And then there was bison and venison. And anyway, you put these things in the oil. You cook them for the time they give you. And then you get a wide variety of dipping sauces. By the time all of that was done and we drove all the way home, it was midnight and I wasn't recording. So that's why you didn't get an episode for yesterday. Long-winded, I understand. So let's move on with this podcast. Tonight we have foregone the beer because I opened yet another grapefruit rattler and I'm not drinking it. So I have substituted the beer of the moment with a wine of the moment. I have a red wine here. It is a Côte de Rhône Château Neuf de Pape, 2013. And it is a lovely wine. I'm going to have a sip. Now, I can tell you that this is not the first sip of the day, nor is it the second or the third or the fourth, perhaps the second glass of the day. But, you know, this will be another sip and we will tell you. Ah, yes, the best sip of the day, most definitely. It's a lovely wine. All right, let's move on to the rest of the podcast and get this thing going. We have the Long and McQuaid bag. We're going to draw a song from the Long and McQuaid bag. Once we've done that, we're going to go to the stopwatch on the phone. We're going to hit the back or the button. The last digit on the stopwatch is going to tell us how many characters are going to sing the song. And then we are going to pull the characters from the paper bag, the store upstairs paper bag. And that is how we're going to play this. So the song we have pulled tonight is, there we go, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Okay. Some of that over there. Santa Claus is coming to town. Get the phone on. Santa. There we go. Nope, not Justin Bieber. There we go. Kids version. Okay. Airplane mode. All right. Let's get to the stopwatch. We're going to hit the stopwatch. We're not going to look at the stopwatch. And stop. Ooh, six characters. Six characters singing Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Should I drag Kermit's name through the mud?
All right, giving the bag a shake. Shake, 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 shake. All right, let's see what we've got.
First name drawn, kindergarten teachers. Second name drawn, Tom Later. Third name drawn, Menchek. Oops, oh, dropped the bat. Give it another shake. Okay. Halfway there. Next name drawn, Sir Hector. Next name, Jeffrey V. Okay, and last but not least, who will bring up the rear? No, it is not. It is not Kermit. It is Smee. Alrighty then. There we go. Six characters to sing Santa Claus is Coming to Town. We have kindergarten teacher Tom Later, Menchek Majenovic, Sir Hector Stewart, Jeffrey Ventura, and Smee. Bring the song back. No, we don't worry about access to Wi-Fi. All righty then, ladies and gentlemen. Right. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's not here nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list and checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Six characters singing Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Sometimes you feel it and you just gotta go with it, even if it sounds ridiculous. Let me have another sip of this fine wine and wash down those dulcet tones. Using the term loosely, that is, of course. Anyway, I hope everyone enjoyed it. And if you didn't, well, it's for the kids, and hopefully they enjoyed it. So far, my wife is telling me that my 3-year-old goes into hysterics in the backseat of the van, clapping wildly when I start singing. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what I think. Anyway, you can get a hold of me if you want to at jay@jglangjans.com. You can find more of these episodes. I haven't said this before, but you should know. You can find more of these episodes at nimlast.org. And Nutty is kindly hosting MPAT, and we love her for it, and it's awesome. You can find us on Facebook at J Langjans or MPAT. MPAT has a Facebook page. Check it out. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. I don't even know how that works. Anyway, yeah.
From all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theatre, hey, wearing those pajamas with the plastic feet.
This podcast was created under the attribution non-commercial share alike 4.0 license.